Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes every week by email. I think you'll like it. And don't forget all the other things you can do there at Small Business Heaven, which is what I call my website. That's jbsba.com. Folks, remember a few months ago we visited with a couple of ladies who came on the show to talk to us about eating a little healthier and maybe even a little cutting out some of the carbohydrates in our diet. Dr. Ann Coltz and Julie Reed were those ladies, and they're back with us today. And we're going to talk about this some more. We got more to talk about with regard to eating healthy, especially when we're on the go. Dr. Coltz and Julie Reed, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to have you back. And when you guys were here last time, you had just you were talking about a new menu that Julie developed for Ruby Tuesdays. And we'll talk a little bit about Ruby Tuesdays menu right now first, and then we'll expand it into really the whole eating experience that we all have out there. What's going on with that?
Well, Ruby Tuesday just launched phase two of Smart Eating, and that launched on Tuesday of this week, and that includes several lower calorie, lower fat options, as well as some more lower carbohydrate options. So whether you're counting calories, counting fat, trying to eat high protein, trying to eat low carb, we have over 40 options for you on our menu. But the biggest news with all of this is that we became the first national casual dining chain to actually print nutritional information on the menu for every menu item we have.
I remember you, Judy, I remember you telling us about that last time you were here, that you either had done that or you were going to be doing that.
We felt like that this is what our guests were asking for, and we did it totally in response to that. We surveyed guests and said, is this the right amount of information? We've had this in test, and our guests told us, we love having this information. We'll come here more often as a result of being able to make informed choices. And for those people who aren't looking for that information, it's very unobtrusive on the menu. But for those people that are, it's very user-friendly. And our guests are finding it very easy to use and loving having it right in front of them on the menu.
I got a confession to make, Dr. Coltz. I am probably one of those people. I've become a little bit of a calorie watcher. I swore I'd never do that, but I've become a little bit of a calorie watcher. And I've really, for a long, long time, since the information has been on packaged foods, mm-hmm. I have noticed the nutritional information, especially the fat, the fat count, and all that. But I've got to admit, they've got me counting calories now, and I don't know what I'm going to do about it.
Well, I'll tell you, calories are, in the context of weight loss and weight maintenance, really that is what counts.
I've got a friend. Go ahead.
I was going to say, ultimately people have got to consume less calories than they're burning if they want to lose weight. And so there are millions of people in this country that actually count calories. And that's why it's exciting to see that Ruby Tuesday is going to, record that, list that number for all their menu items.
Well, I'm glad to see that, and I hope other companies will do the same thing. And congratulations, Julie, on what Ruby Tuesday is doing there. I have a friend who's a personal trainer and a nutritional expert as well, and that's what he said, Dr. Coltz. He said exactly what you said. He said, it's all about the calories that you stick in your mouth.
Exactly.
And making sure that you burn more than you put in your mouth. And,
right. It's a simple formula.
But it's easier to talk about than it is to do, Julie, isn't it?
It is. But, you know, I think it's easy to talk about and not do it when you don't have that information in front of you. But when you go into a restaurant and look on their menu and there's that information, you don't really have, you know, a good excuse not to do that. I think sometimes I've been guilty of this myself, thinking I'm going to stick with an eating plan and go into a restaurant, and if the numbers aren't there, I can kind of pretend that it's better for me than it is. But when the numbers are right in front of me, I can work that into my eating plan. Great thing about it is that we still have all of our regular favorites on our menu, because there are some people that follow an eating plan 6 days a week, and then on one day a week they eat anything they want to. We still have hang-off-the-plate ribs for those occasions.
Stand by, Julie. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Julie Reed is with Ruby Tuesdays. She's the architect of this menu we've been talking about. And Dr. Ann Coltz is a national health and wellness expert. We're going to be back in just a few minutes. We've got more to come after these messages. 20 till. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with a couple of old friends of ours, Dr. Ann Coltz and Julie Reed. Dr. Coltz is a national health and wellness expert. Julie Reed is the architect of the Ruby Tuesdays Smart Eating Menu. And the one that helps you to, not just low carbs, is it? It's not just about low carbs, it's just about knowing what you're eating, what the nutritional value is of what you're eating. Dr. Coltz, I have this thing that I want to do. I want to be able to operate my small business as long as I possibly can. Mm-hmm. And that means that, you know, that as long as I can, I want to be as healthy and as mobile, and that means that I'm focusing more and more on my diet. I really am trying to do that. I'm not doing it as good as I need to be. I admit that, and I'm not exercising as much as I need to. Although I am doing it some, and when I'm not exercising, I'm feeling guiltier about it. So I think that's a step in the right direction.
It certainly is.
But there is a Americans especially have got to get a handle on this obesity thing, don't we?
Absolutely, and I'll tell you, we are in the midst of a public health disaster.
Do you think it's an epidemic?
Astronomical proportions. I just read this morning that a new study has shown us that the number of people in this country with pre-diabetes, which is diabetes, but it's the very early stages, is double what we estimated, 41 million people.
Wow.
Have pre-diabetes. We have 18 million people that have it. That is mind-boggling.
That's one in six.
If you look at, exactly.
That's one in six. We've got about 290 million people.
And one of the most important things to try to reverse some of these trends is we need improvements in our food supply, especially in food that is consumed outside the home. I think 40% of the calories that people consume are outside the home in restaurants. And, again, I applaud Ruby Tuesday for providing healthier options, for providing nutritional information on their menu so people can stick to their healthy eating plans, their diet plans, because we've got, you know, significant numbers of our population that need to be doing that.
Well, you know, Julie, I've traveled to many other parts of the world, South America, Europe, many places in Europe and the Middle East, especially. And when I go to those places, I don't see fat people to the degree that I do when I go around America.
You know, that's a lot of reasons for that. One is, you know, our sedentary lifestyle that we live in the United States. But another reason is that we eat out so much. Eating out is a way of life for us. Growing up for me, I'm a baby boomer, and growing up, eating out was a real occasion. It was someone's birthday. It was a big occasion. Now, meals eaten away from home are the norm, and fast food and casual dining, and it is not an occasion anymore. It's just a way of life. So
it's three meals a day, isn't it?
Very often, and if we don't have the information we need to stay to an eating plan, then it's sort of ignorance is bliss. You know, we we don't know what we're eating or how many calories in it, so we pretend it's not high fat or high calorie.
And we've got haven't we got to figure out a way to eat healthier? And if we're focusing on low carbs, and I want to ask you about that in a minute, if we're focusing on low carbs, it's got to be more than just taking the bun off the burger.
Yes, we do find, what we find with people eating in restaurants, that what they want more than anything is great flavor and great looking food. They don't just want to eat rabbit food, and they don't just want to do what they could do at home. And sometimes that, you know, they say, well, we could do that at home, take the bun off the burger. So we offer options like our low-carb wrap, high-fiber, low-carb tortilla that we wrap our burgers in as an alternative to a bun. So it's
okay. What about this smart eating veggie burger wrap? Can you guys make that taste good?
Yes, it's a veggie burger instead of meat. You know, some people don't like veggie burgers, but
okay.
Some people who are non-meat eaters would love to have the flavor and the way a hamburger eats. But
Julie, if it's a veggie, can it be a burger?
Is that oxymoronic?
Yeah, I think so. No, I'm just teasing. Well, what is in that? What is in the veggie burger?
It's vegetables like mushrooms and onions and those kinds of vegetables that are ground into a veggie burger patty.
I don't like bell pepper. Does it have bell pepper in it?
I can't recall immediately if it does.
Well, if it doesn't have bell pepper, I might be a prospect for it then.
It's worth
a try. Can I put mustard and ketchup on it?
Yes, sure.
What about a big slice of red onion?
Perfect. Great for you.
Is that okay?
Red onion's great for you.
And what about this carb thing? Are we going overboard with no carbs, low carbs?
Okay. You know, Americans, we always like to latch onto something, and that's sort of what we're latching onto right now. And there, if you look at the nutritional science of carbs, there's definitely some validity in this whole idea as far as carbs and weight. But the term low carb is definitely an oversimplification of the nutritional facts, meaning what really matters is the type of carbs you're taking in. And I hate to see us throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Right.
And have everyone think, oh my gosh, if it's a carb, it's bad, because that's simply not true when it
we
comes
have,
to
we
health.
We need carbs, don't we?
Absolutely.
And I want you to talk to us some more about that
Absolutely.
When we come back after these messages. Folks, when we come back, we're going to get I'm sure they've got a website that they're going to give us that you can go there and get it, becoming a little bit better informed. And I encourage you to check out the Ruby Tuesday's menu, if nothing else, just to see how it looks. It's new. It's different. Tintel, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a lot of fun with our old friends, Dr. Ann Coltz and Julie Reed. Dr. Coltz is a health and wellness expert. Julie Reed is the architect of Ruby Tuesday's Smart Eating Menu. And while we were off the air there for a minute, folks, we were talking about how much all three of us love onions. And how many we eat, we were vying for who ate the most onions. But the final analysis was that we all three ate a lot of onions, but neither one of us have very many friends. So, and let me ask you about. Before we go any further, Julie, I want you to tell us. I know that you have nutritional information and maybe even an example of the menu on your website, don't you?
Yes, we do. At RubyTuesday.com, we have our menu listed, as well as all of the nutritional information on all of our menu items is available on our website. So you can plan in advance before you go to Ruby's and kind of plan out your eating plan if you want to do that. But that's at RubyTuesday.com. We also have a restaurant survival guide that you can download that's just information in general for
eating
out.
On how to eat at other
healthy
places.
Yes. Yes.
Good for you. Thank you for that. I'm glad you mentioned that, because more and more people are thinking about this, and I think you guys are going to be a good model for a lot of these other companies. And by the way, folks, those of you who like green peppers, and that's more of you than not, the Smart Eating Veggie Burger apparently does have bell peppers. so those, all of you people who are in the majority who like bell peppers, you'll like that burger, veggie burger. I have to make sure we put that in front. Okay, and Yes. Are Americans eating too few vegetables?
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the statistics, the recommendations are that adult women should have 7 servings a day, and adult men, a lot of people don't know this.
7?
9 servings a day.
9?
Now, this is fruit and vegetables. You add up your fruit and vegetables.
That's a lot of portions, isn't it?
Well, believe it or not, a serving of vegetables is not nearly what you think. It's a half a cup in any form. Unless it's raw leafy greens like your, lettuce greens, and then in that case, it's a cup chopped up.
Now, what's the best vegetable?
Ooh, you're gonna ask.
If we were stranded on a desert island with the healthiest vegetable possible, what would it be?
Okay, I would say broccoli.
Okay, I like broccoli.
Good, it's great for you.
How about cabbage?
Cabbage is great for you.
I like cabbage.
Broccoli and cabbage are cruciferous vegetables.
How about spinach?
That might be tied with broccoli. Raw
okay.
spinach.
Raw yeah. Spinach. Okay.
Great
well,
for you.
You know, but how about potatoes? I love potatoes too.
Potatoes have been slammed, as you know, with this whole low carb mania thing, and potatoes do provide some valuable nutrients, but the problem is the starch or the carbohydrate in the potato will send your blood glucose levels soaring. And we now know that for many people, that can predispose them to weight gain. And again, yes, potatoes have got some vitamins and some minerals, and if you eat the skin, there's some fiber there. But if you're, one of the, one in five people that have are obese, you have to be very careful with potatoes.
Julie, now Ruby Tuesdays has a huge salad bar, and one of the biggest myths out there that I've been debunking for a long time is that lettuce has fiber. It has no fiber. So if I'm eating on your salad bar and I want to get some, I want to make sure I got a well-rounded meal with fiber, how do I do that on the salad bar?
Well, iceberg lettuce, that is very, that it is not as nutritious as some of the other lettuces. However, we have spring mix on our salad bar.
Really? I like that. Drink. I like the spring mix.
Yes. So that is much, much healthier, higher in nutrients, higher in fiber as well.
Mm-hmm. So the spring mix actually does have fiber.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yes.
All right. We got about a minute, ladies. What are some last minute thoughts? Anne, go ahead.
I would like for people to know that the other thing that Ruby Tuesdays has done that's fabulous is they're providing general nutritional information on their Smart Eating menu on every table. And it's information that you can use every day of your life, anytime you're eating food. And that same information is also on their website at RubyTuesday.com.
Julie, you get the last word. You got 20 seconds.
Okay, we have some delicious new items on our menu, a peppercorn salmon. We also have this creamy mashed cauliflower, which is a great way to eat low-carb vegetables, creamy home style. We have some great-tasting items. So
and don't forget the onions, ladies and gentlemen, and also the Smart Eating Veggie Burger. Try that sometime. Ladies, thank you for being here. Ann and Julie, we appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Thanks for being here. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.